The topic we're going to spend the share on today is challel, but a little bit different than the ordinary Sunday share, where it's just going to be halacha. We did this, I saw, 6 years ago. We took one part of the challel and we went through the words of what they mean. I over Yom Kippur, we say the howl, and there's so much that we don't even realize what we're trying to say. So a few years ago, Dalai Lama, I remember I focused on the first parable, the Halleluka. Tomorrow, therefore, when we say howl and Mitzvah Shem Tuesday, it'll have a different meaning to the howl. But there's a few questions and a few halakhas that we are going to talk about that feel are worthy of a few minutes, and to chazer some of the halachas that we've done in the past. First, let's begin with a divrei agado. The reason why we didn't say halal the whole Pesach, full halal, I should say, is because the Gemara says, it's based on the Beis Yosef brings down from the Shmuley Alekeh, the Shvi Shal Pesach, the Egyptians drowned in the Yam. And we have a pasuk that has been followed by Chalal. We spoke about briefly before Yom Tov that when your enemies fall, you're not allowed to be besemcha. You can't be happy, so we can't say the full howl. Full howl shows that we're very, very much in a simcha mood and we're extremely happy. But because the Egyptians died, we're not allowed to say the full howl, and that leads to many, many questions that we will have a share. When can we be excited, happy, exuberant over the loss of life when it's our enemies, and when we're not allowed to? We saw by Mordechai when he kicks Haman, and Haman says to him, "What are you doing?" And Mordechai is very happy that he has this opportunity, and Haman says to him, "What do you mean?" So we do find this phrase, this popular mishle being used, that we're not allowed to be happy by the loss of life. The loss of life. The question, therefore, is very simple. So we shouldn't be able to say how on the first 2 days of Pesach either, because Makas B'chayres happened and the Egyptians also died. So why are we allowed to say full howl on the first 2 days of Pesach if we have this pasuk that tells us don't be happy by the loss of life, even if it's your enemies? Why are we finishing howl on the first 2 days of Pesach? And that's, you can see, I try to put everything on the sheet so you can see it inside, pass it over, and go into the Rosh Chodesh with a different view of halal. So the first one on the sheet, you'll see that question. I had an agada that my son purchased from Eretz Yisrael. I think it's called Beis Aharon, and he brings down this question. Say the same passage. And we discussed this. When you're not allowed to be happy, that's acherim. Others that were not actually in the story itself. They can't sing it. They can't sing a song. The malachim were not able to sing Shira when Kriyas Yatsav took place. The Baal HaNes, you have to say thank you. Those that are the Baal Hanes himself, so they are required to say thank you. So how does he answer the question? How's your question answered? Is there a difference then between the Kriyas Yam Suf part, where the Egyptians are dying, so then we can't be happy, or the Makas Bechairis part, where we are a essential part of what was going on. We are the Baal Hanes Atzmai. It seems from the Terutzim, as we're going to see, we'll come back to this idea a little bit later on, there's a difference between the first 2 days, when it's Makas Bechairis, and the last days, when the Mitzvu Mitzriyim B'Yam, where we are allowed to sing Shira. The Terutz is, this is what I believe and feel, is that the Kriyas Yamsuf is now we singing Shira, what would happen? So we do sing Shira, we say Oz Yashir. For us to say halal on what happened then, that we don't have a right to do. It wasn't us, we're not the Baal Hanes. We're going to say full halal on Shvi Shel Pesach because of what happened then, that we don't have a right to do. Bin Polei Vachal Tisma. But when we're sitting at the Seder, and we're saying hallel for the first night, for the first 2 days, ki'ilu we went out of Mitzrayim. So it's ki'ilu. Very good. Very good. So it's ki'ilu, that must be the pshat. We're ki'ilu we yatsa mi Mitzrayim. So very good. That's what I think pshat is. We're ki'ilu yatsa mi Mitzrayim. We're going out of Mitzrayim itself. So we are the Baal Hanes Atzmai. If we're the Baal Hanes Atzmai, so we can say the first, we can say the first hallel, because it's Kiyu, we also need to try. It's not very good. It's not Kiyu, right? Excellent. You have to say that Kriyas Yamtav, it's not. It's only that night. We have to look at us very good. That's what I think Shad is. On the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim, that's Kiyu, we also need to try. That's what we say in our God. Look at it as if you're going out of Mitzrayim. I was going to say, look at it as if you're going Kriyas Yamtav. Okay, so now we see the claim of the hollow. Don't read a word by don't read the word wrong. If you even read the word wrong, you left out a word. You left out a word, you were not yet to hollow. Shemishtani Yal Dezet. William and Gil were Machmir. Can you still come on? Mr. Mintafre Sadi. Ain't Shamagan Abram. Who are they not? So the Mishnah Berurah is telling us in Hilchos Pesach that if you leave out a word or you don't even pronounce the word possibly the right way and it has a different meaning, so then you're not yet to hollow.
So let's just read the Masifta, how he translates it over here. Because he's right shift to Israel. We are the Rashi shift to Israel. So Yehuda doesn't seem to be referring to just Yehuda, but Yehuda is the right shift to Israel, and he has this kedusha Israel ma shalaisav. What does that mean? Let's see how Rashi learned. Tachas reshusoy umem shalta shalakadosh baruch hu. Makes us Abde Hashem. So we become the nation of Hashem. That's Pashup Shah. So Haisa Yehuda, what happens with the Adas Yehuda? We're Adas Yehuda. Just Yehuda represents Klal Yisrael. So how? What is the, as you see on the bottom in the Makaris, he said, Kabisha Metzinu, just like we find by the Degolim, that Yehuda was the first Shevet, Yaakov gives the Bracha to you, the first, so he represents Klal Yisrael. We become the nation of Hashem. We're Kaddish to Hashem. And now we're serving our Kaddish Baruch. We've left Mitzrayim. We've left the serving Paroi. And now we are Mam Shaloysov being led by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Pashup Shad, although, once again, it's not so Pashup. We have all these questions over here that what does it mean? Me'am Loyez. Beis Yaakov, Me'am Loyez. We then became, we left the Me'am Loyez. Pashup Shat, I can tell you, is that's why it's a Beis Yaakov. The women were the ones. If you look at the Midrashim, the women didn't change their language. The men did. So now it makes sense. The Beis Yaakov, they were separated from the Me'am Loyez. They were the ones who, we went out of Mitzrayim because of them. But let's go back over here and just a couple of other ways how to look at this. And once we say the words tomorrow, if we can just spend a few minutes, not a few minutes, because we don't have that time. But while we're saying it, to have these Machshavas, I want to go back to the Psukim in Shemais. Let's go back to the top of the sheet now, where we find the name. It's in Shemais Va'era. The Torah re-mentions the Shvatim, only three of them. They mentions Reuven, and I put it on the sheet. Eilu Rosh Beis Avos, and they Reuven, Bitochar Yisrael, Chanoich Ufala goes through Reuven, Shimon, and then it gets to Levi, Eilu Shemais B'nei Levi, L'sol Daisim, Gershik Osim, Rosh Mechei Levi, Shavu Shleish Mashan, and it ends. It doesn't go through all the other Shvatim. The only three Shvatim that are counted, or they're mentioned, I should say, and their families mentioned, is Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. And all the Mefarshim want to know, why are those three Shvatim mentioned again? Their family, who they were, who their children were, it's not mentioned anywhere. So let us, first of all, look at the Chai Adam. So right under there is the Chai Adam. This is what the Chai Adam says. Once again, I use this Agada Beis Aaron just for this part. Amr Chazal, Maradik Chiddush. The Olam is not aware of this, but we're going to learn it's a Medrash. Shekol Shvatim, all the Shvatim leShamri Yuchseim Mitzrayim. They didn't keep their Yichus. Avol Reuven Shimon Alevi Shamri Yuchseim. They did. Kol Shvatim, all the Shvatim, Roiv Deavoy Dezara Mitzrayim. Reuven Shimon and Levi Layavdu Avoy Dezara. Zoy Sashmianu comes therefore. David Hamelech and Tilim, and he tells us Shebeis Seisanim Mitzrayim. When we left Mitzrayim, not only Reuben, Shimon, and Levi, who all of the whole time in Mitzrayim were careful with their yichus, I said, Gam Yehuda, Shara Shvatim, also Lukachay. Now they all share Pirshu Me'avay Dezara. From that point on, the Pirshu Me'avay Dezara. And they also were careful with arayas. So that goes back to what I was saying to you before with the Beis Yaakov Me'am Lo'ez. When we leave Mitzrayim, we also were careful with our language, and that's the reason why we left. So why does it say Ha'isa Yehudu Kachay according to the Chai Adam? Because now Yehuda also became Kaddish. So B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim Beis Yaakov Me'am Lo'ez, who also now became Kaddish from Yehuda and on. That's the Chai Adam. And that's why you look at the next paragraph. That's what he says. L'zayse Shemel Neshavet, his son of Mitzrayim. It's all of the others also became Kaddish. Rav Tzadik brings down. The ones who were killed were the ones that didn't have emuna. Now we need to have a reason why we leave Mitzrayim. The ones who left Mitzrayim was because they didn't change their name or the Madrashim. Yeah, up until that point, it's probably until they brought the carbon Pesach. That was right. Now they're relinked. They're saying no more Avodah Zarah. That was why they took the seh, attaching it to the beds, and we're not serving the seh anymore. So there was the other up until that point, there was Avodah Zarah. That's what I mentioned yesterday, right? There was 49th level of Tumah. 49th level of Tumah means there was Avodah Zarah. It was immorality. It was all of what we can think of today. They had. We have to leave, so now we're accepting on ourselves that we're gonna. That's what happens. That's what the Karm Pesach. We're not doing Avodah Zarah anymore. We're not gonna talk their language anymore. We're gonna keep our names. This all takes place at the end. Comes Rav Tzadik. So in Rav Tzadik, in pre Tzadik, he speaks more about Yehuda himself directly. Yehuda. What does Paisa Yehuda Lakatra mean? And he writes like this. Let's just read this. There at the Bikriyas Yamsov, Shahutzuk Likanas Liyam Bethakana. Who jumps in? Yehuda. As we mentioned yesterday, he was Maisa Nefesh. What was the reason why Yehuda needed to do this? Who was Yehuda? Dalkein, he lost his position as the Gemara, as the Psukim they mentioned. He goes down, and that's when he marries Tamar. This is more Al Piderach Drush. The guy of Nefesh and Machara is someone who sells someone. And what's the punishment? Chenek. We learned in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. In the Stam Bereshit Nachnakin. But what's Chenek? The Gemara also says it's drowning. Gemara Shekasa B'Ksubis. Today, what the Gemara says, we don't have Arba Mises Bezdin, but we have the ways that are similar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish the individual. What's Chenek? Drowning. Person chokes. He drowns. So Nigzer Gab, what was Yehuda's punishment therefore for selling? Yeah, you say he has to get chenek. Chenek is drowning. Yehuda has to jump in, so it's necessary for Nachshon. Comes from Yehuda to jump in to show that I am ready to be Meister Nefesh, and it should be a kapara for Mechiras Yosef. The Medrash says Hayom Rav Ayonos. What did the Yam see? The Yam saw Arayna Shel Yosef. What's Arayna Shel Yosef? The Arayna Shel Yosef is that they sold Yosef. What's the kapara for Yosef? Kapara for Yosef is Yehuda. Yehuda has to jump in. Yehuda jumps in. Now it's mechaper for the avera of mechiras Yosef. The yam can split. Hayam rav ayonis. Hayisa Yehuda, says Reb Tzadik. Hayisa Yehuda lekachay. It was because of the Yehuda. Now he is making this Kiddush Hashem. He's making the Kiddush Hashem. The yam can split. So now all the whole pasuk makes sense. What's the next pasuk? Now that Yehuda jumps in and is mekadesh shem shemayim with the mesiras nefesh, he's mechaper for the chayt of mechiras Yosef. The yam sees this. Yam sees the orange shel Yosef, the kaparat Yosef, and now the yam splits. That's pshat in ayam ra bayonis. I did see, and I said this over on Yontif. I'll share with the Olam, because one of the divrei Torah that meant so much to me is had to enter into the Yontif, and I'll see if I'll share what happened with me. Before Yontif, I shared this Dvar Torah with a couple people, and I voice noted in this Dvar Torah because it was a voice note that had dealt with Akara Satay. I had to just let a few people hear that they're appreciated. So this is the part I said over, and then I will hear what happened to me. Telling stories that happened. I'll tell you what happened on Yontif. So it was an hour before Yontif, Erev Yontif, second days. Mamish was Arab Yontif an hour before Yontif second days. And I said over this Dvar Torah. What was the Dvar Torah? Hayom Rav Ayanus, Arayna Shel Yosef. What's Mepharshim will say, what's Arani Shal Yosef? So we just said one pshat, but I'll give you another pshat. And this pshat, I hope that I will remember, and we live our life. You've heard this idea from me countless times, but now we have a pshat in Halal. So tomorrow, when you say this, you'll hear Maradik pshat. The Ibn Ezra asked Akasha, why was it Kriyas Yamsuf? Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu feel the need to change the Teva? The rest of what went on in Mitzrayim, you can explain, because Dam, it's Kishuv, that was something that was not so strange to them. All the other makas, even Tzardeya, frogs, we see frogs, to see millions of frogs, okay, it's in the world, Teva is there. Go through each one of the makas, even you get to Makaschar, death, people die, you can explain it. Kriyas Yamsa, the Ibn Ezra and others ask, is a total change of Teva. Kadosh Baruch had to make a deal with my separations that one day you're going to split. So it's necessary for this. Why? Frank Ibn Ezra, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu feel the need to drown the Egyptians with a Kriyas Yamsa? Go to war. Fight the Egyptians. They're running after us. Battle them. What are you all going to tell me? We don't know how to fight. Jewish people don't know how to fight. It's not true. We at the end of the Pasha, we fight with Amalek. We have Kriyas Yamsa. If Amalek comes, we fight. We win a war. How do we win a war? It was a miracle. But we win a war through Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillas. The Gemara says, well, Yakashiyar Moshe B'Gavah Yisrael. But that happens because of our tefillah. So good, we'll go to war with tefillah. That's what we do throughout history. Correct, Ibn Ezra, what are we going to war with? Why don't we go to war? Why does the Kaddish Baruch Hu feel that there's a need to have a Kriyas Yamsuf? Ibn Ezra's Teretz is a life-changing idea. And he says that we were not allowed to lift our hands to the Egyptians. Apostle, Leis Nisav, Mitzri, we're not allowed to start up with them. We have to have a Karas HaTayim. Although, all they did to us is persecute us, but we lived in it. And at the beginning, they did give us food. At the end, there was tremendous amounts of persecution. But there was a reason to be grateful we were in Mitzrayim. We had to be in Mitzrayim. The Ramban says the Egyptians went above what they were allowed to do to us. But whether it was Egypt, others say it was another place, it didn't have to be Egypt, but we needed to go to Golis. They gave us a place to stay in Golis. We were able to live there. Says the Ibn Ezra, we're not allowed to lift our hands. Hashem says, I'm going to change the world in order to teach you the lesson of Akara Satayt. You're not allowed to lift your hand to someone else who did you a favor. Even though not with the favor came along, so many tsaris, so much loss of life, they're killing children. They're sending us out to the burdens and the work and backbreaking work, but still we have to have a karas hatayim. Where do we see this idea from? Where do we see this even before this, that you have to have a karas hatayim, even though you can end up in trouble by having a karas hatayim? And here Hashem has no choice. I have to split the yam. Yosef is by Eshet Potifera. Right, the Ramban asked the question, the only reason why Yosef ends up in prison is because he leaves his jacket behind. Pasuk says, Vayanas Achutza, Yosef is running out. Eshet Potifera grabs onto his jacket. She has evidence that Yosef is getting undressed. He's an Eved. What am I doing with his clothes? Oh, he's trying to be immoral, says the Ramban. So let Yosef grab the jacket out of her hands. He runs out. He runs out. She holds onto his jacket. He runs out of the house, and she has evidence. The Ramban asks, so run back into the house. Pull the jacket out of her head. She has no evidence. Says the Ramban, no, you can't. He stayed there for however long Yosef was there. He was in her house. She gave him food. She gave him a place to sleep. He's going to grab the jacket out. It's not a car, said type. Says the Ramban, it's worth it for Yosef to sit in prison for all those years because of our Karas HaTayim. So he could have grabbed the jacket out. There's no way. Potiphar comes home. She's going to say some story. Oh, they didn't have cameras. So what's the evidence? The evidence is this is a jacket. That's the Ramban. So because of our Karas HaTayim, Yosef ends up in prison. Hayom comes to Kriyas Yamsuf. The answer is, what am I splitting for? Go ahead and go to war. Hashem, what do you want from me? I'm the Malach, and I'm in charge, and I'm supposed to make sure that there's a Teva. This is what the deal was. Yeah. But when it sees the Aronei Shal Yosef, what's the Aronei Shal Yosef? The Aronei Shal Yosef says you have to have a Karas HaTayim. Oh, the Aronei Shal Yosef says you have to have a Karas HaTayim, even though you can end up in prison. Oh, Hayom Rav Ayanas. The Yam says I have to split. And that's the Pshad, Hayom Rav Ayanas. So I saw an addition of Maradik of Pshad by Yishma Yisrael. So what's Vayishma Yisrael? Vayishma Yisrael says, Rashi, Kriyas Yamsuf, Mochemes Amalek. That's all he hears about. He doesn't hear about anything else. He doesn't hear about all the Makas in the Triangle with Maradik Shad. When Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Yisrael, if you learn, remember we spoke about this a number of years ago. When years ago when we were doing a drashim, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was a king in Kush for 40 years after he leaves Mitzrayim, he leaves at the age of, from Midrashim, was 13, he was 30, but he was a king. He shows up by Yisrael at the age of, let's say, 70, 67, the Midrash says. He is a fugitive. He's running away from Paray. Yisrael puts him in jail. Yisrael locks him up. Yisrael's trying to kill Moshe Rabbeinu. See, Paira is there to give the food every day. At the end of those years, Yisrael sees he's still alive. He pulls out the sword, the Midrash says, and he gives over to Paira and wants to marry him. So Yisrael gives his daughter to Moshe Rabbeinu. But for years, Yisrael thought he was dead. Yisrael's trying to kill him. Now Yisrael has to come to where? Yisrael has to come to Bnei Yisrael. We're going to come to Bnei Yisrael. They're not going to accept me. Because you know what I did to my son-in-law? I put him in prison. You think he's going to take me in? He's going to accept me now into Bnei Yisrael? So what is Yisrael here? He hears about Kriyas Yamsul Mechemes Amalek. He asked the question, why was he Kriyas Yamsul? Don't the Bnei Yisrael know how to fight a war? Oh, yeah, they know how to fight a war, but you have to have Akara Satay. I gave my daughter. I gave my daughter, my Shabbain is going to have Akara Satay to me. And he comes to the Bnei Yisrael because he knows that Klal Yisrael has the midah of Akara Sataif. Good. I finished my Dvar Torah. And I get up, my daughter comes to me. I told you, I'm sitting in the backyard. So I'm sitting outside, and my daughter comes and says, there's a knock on the door. So I say, who's here? I come to the door. Now, remember, I'm not here. I'm in Bochum. I'm not expecting anybody to visit me, and especially to come and give me and deliver something to me. I'm standing by the door, and this couple standing by the door, and I said, how can I help you? They said, Rabbi Shifmel, we're here to say thank you. That mom has finished the bar tire. I can show you on that. I have it all the time. And I walked to the door. I said, what? They said, we came to say thank you. I said, thank you for what? Says, up until this point, they didn't say these exact words. They said, but our children got married, and we never thanked you, and we happen to know that you're here. And we decided that we should give you something for helping us out, marrying off our child, because without you helping us, it wouldn't, first of all, the Shidduch never would have started in the first place, because I made sure that they both went out, and then I helped them along the way. So we're here to give you a just Hakara Satay. So I said, I couldn't believe it. I said, I finished my Dvar Torah about Hakara Satay, and Hashem put a stamp on the Dvar Torah in Boca right after I finished the Dvar Torah. Here, I'm showing you that the Dvar Torah is such a emistic Dvar Torah, Hayam Rav Ayanos, that it's all about Hakara Satay. And that is the Betzeis Yisrael, that's the Hayam Rav. So let's go weiter over here. Just, I put on the sheet the Medrashim that show us that Reuben, Shimon, and Levi were not, and Meshach Chachma says, were not a part of Shibud Mitzrayim. If you look at and it's really a Medrash. The Medrash brings down why Reuben, Shimon, and Levi were counted. Other Shvatim are not mentioned. Rav Yehuda, Rav Nechemia, the Rabban, they all have different opinions over there. Reuben, Shimon, and Levi, like as we saw before, they were Shomer Yechseim, the others were not. The Meshach Chachma says that Yisoy Gadol, unbelievable Meshach Chachma. You could look at Rabbi Pashas Ve'era. Kigam in Mitzrayim, there were Jewish people that were leaders too. And those were the policemen. Who were they? Why were they Zaycha to not have to work? Because they were the Sheva Ruvain, Shimon, and Levi. And in Mitzrayim, they were given positions of honor. Kimashisa the Medrash. The Medrash just said, besides Levi, Levi was Loi B'Sheva Mitzrayim. Therefore, they didn't get a Chelek in Eretz Yisrael. Reuven doesn't get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael because they didn't go through Shibud Mitzrayim. That's the Meshach Chachma Zvart. Reuven lo yinato rak b'chelik. Shimon is a chalik in B'Yakov. He explains why those three Shvatim were different than everyone else. And we have a pshat in the Yehuda Lekachai. From Yehuda and on, that is where they accepted now the Kedusha. The other Shvatim, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, already were careful with the Yichus. All right, let's go weiter over there, because I want to have a few minutes, and I need to get to the Chassam Sefer, as we've, over the last few months, always, whether started with Chassam Sefer, somehow fit a Chassam Sefer into our Shir. There's other Pshatim over here, and when it comes to Malachai Yom Kisanus, but I gave the Olam enough over here. Mepharshim asks, what does it mean? Let's go to the next Pesukim here in Tzeit Yisrael. Lefnei Adon Chuli Aretz. What's Chuli Aretz? Chuli is to chisel out. What is Aretz? We're talking about Kriyas Yamsuf. It's not Eretz. Pashup Shad is that the land became dry, and that's Chuli Aretz, Mufnei Elokei Yaakov. We're back to again the reason of why Mufarshim speak about why is it say Elokei Yaakov, but at this time again we're still working to get to being the Bnei Yisrael. Let's go to the last pasuk. What is that referencing? What is that pasuk? It has nothing to do with Kriyas Yamsuf. If you look at the side, let's see the Masipta how he explains this. That's the cellar that was in Rephidim. They need water. So Moshe Rabbeinu there hits the rock. Chalamish is referring to later on when he was supposed to speak to the rock, but he hits the rock again, and that turns into also water. So Ha'hoifchi Atzur is water. Chalamish, which is that rock also turns into a mayim of water. What does this have to do with Kriyas Yamsuf? The rest is all Kriyas Yamsuf. The Teisil Mitzrayim, Hayom Rabbi Yonas, Hayan and Tisil Acha. All about that, we spoke about that before Pesach, those psukim, that the yam goes backwards. And then we have the Haharim Tirkidu Chelen is referencing Matan Torah. So we have references to Matan Torah. But what is the last pasuk, Ahayv Chiyat Zorah Gamayim? And that is the question that Rabbi Yo Baruch asked in Agado Shel Pesach. What's the Inyan? First, he explains the Chuli Aretz, which I just explained to you. But let's go to the back of the last sheet over here and explain a beautiful pshat. First of all, Mufnei Elokei Yaakov, I went through Rabbi Leo Baruch on the Agada. He says that, let's go with our whole pshat now. Yehuda jumps in. Why does Yehuda have to jump in? Because of the Mechiras Yosef. If you look now, he says over here, I'm going to clear all up pshat and we have a beautiful pshat. Why? It all goes back to Yosef. Hayom Rav Ayanas. So look at the second paragraph of Rabbi Leo Baruch on the top. Benira, Kriyas Yamsuf was in the schus of Yosef, Hayam Ra, we just said. Shara, Reina Shal Yosef, then he runs out. Why is Yosef run out from Eishes Poiti Farah? Why did he run out? The Gemara says he saw Diyokna, he saw his father's image. How could I be Oiva Arai? It all became, therefore, because of Yaakov. Oh, Milfnei Yaakov. Hayam Ra, Vayonais. Hayadin, what? Milfnei Elikei Yaakov. Why Yaakov? Because it was the Yom Ra. Why is Yosef? It all goes back to the Yosef running out. Why does Yosef run out? Because he has the most yipni of Yaakov. Oh, so now we understand what the Milfnei Yaakov.
Yaakov is the literal sense of Yaakov.
Very good. Here it's the literal sense of Yaakov. Okay, let's go to this, the Hatzur Gamayim, which I asked, Rabbi Leo Baruch asked a question. There's a halacha and a psalm sefer. Let's quickly read this and end off with something very special. What on the first day of Nisan, the children of Aaron died. So yesterday we read about the death of Aaron and the children, and that was the first day. Be'asara boy, on the 10th day, Mesa Miriam. 10th day of Nisan, Miriam dies. The Mistala Kaber. When Miriam dies, the bear left. But we're going to see it didn't, because the Chassam Sefer says that the Medrash clearly says that's not what happened. So let's read over here. Chassam Sefer is in the Drashas. Yeah, Miriam Mesa Yud Nisan. Miriam died on the 10th day of Nisan. That's the halacha. So some people, therefore, that's a day of Avelis. Chozai, the 7 days of Avelis, says that the Medrash says for the 7 days of Avelis, Leinestala Kaber, I'll cover to Miriam. For the next 7 days, the bear was there. Ad Yud Zayin Isan. Va'oz, then what does the pasuk say? Klal Yisrael went 3 days without mine. Shalish Yom, they went. So what day are we up to? Now we're up to day 21. Day 21, they need water. Shebay Hoibish Me Yamsuf. Hoitzi Mayim. Mitzur Chalomish. So again, let's Miriam dies. This is the last year. Let's remember, the year 40. Miriam dies. 7 days late. For the next 7 days is Avelis. 3 days Kal Yisrael doesn't have water. What day is the water taken out of the rock? On day 21. Chaf Aleph. The same day as Kriyas Yamsuf. The same day Kriyas Yamsuf is when Moshe Rabbeinu now needs to get water. He's supposed to talk to the rock. He hits the rock. Very good. Comes says Rabbi Yol Baruch. So we have a number of things that happen on Zion Pesach when we leave Mitzrayim. Kriyas Yamsuf, 40 years later, what do we have? Water coming out of the rock. So here the water dries up, and we also have on that same day water coming out of a rock. Ube'emes, we say Shirat, there's two Shiras, Shiras Hayam, and there's also Shirat Be'er, right? That's the end of the parsha. After the Be'er Shamariam, there's a Shira too. So we have two Shiras. Like, what does it show the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And a kayach on the Briya. When Hashem wants to make dry land, he could dry the land. When he wants to bring water, he brings water. Comes now the Gemara and Masechta Saita. There's the Gemara, Masechta Saita, Daf Yabez, Amin Beis. where the Gemara there says, when was Moshe Rabbeinu thrown into the water? When was he, not thrown, I should say, when was he placed into the box in the water? So there's different opinions in the Gemara. We're going to learn Rav Chanina Bar Papa. If you look six lines in, over here, Rav Chanina Bar Papa, Oise Hayoi, the day that Moshe Rabbeinu was placed in the box and Basia pulls him out was the 21st day of the month of Nisan. 21st day of Nisan. The Gemara, Amar Malach, they say, Rabbeinu Shalom, Misha Asalam, Mishir Al Yambazeh, on the day he's going to sing Shira, he should die. So that's the day that Moshe Rabbeinu was saved. And Rav Acha says it was a Shesha B'Sivan, but we have an opinion here that it was on the day of Kriyas Yamsuf that Moshe Rabbeinu was put Pesach and Basia saves him on that day. So now we have an additional thing that happened on that day. First, we have Kriyas Yamsuf. Moshe Rabbeinu was placed on that day, and we have to sing Shira for that. And also the hitting of the rock, which should have been spoken to, but those three took place on that day. Comes a early Baruch, and he says, and that's what the Chassam Sofer is in the Mar Dikab Shat did. First of all, let's end the Hallel. Hallel is beautiful then, because on the day of Kriyas Yamsuf, it was also Ahoy Chiyatzur Agamayim Chalom Eshlamayim. That's the same day. On that day, years later, it was that day. So now it makes sense. Why the B'tzeis Yisrael ends with that line? Because it was the same day. Comes a early Baruch, says the Mar Dikab thing then. The Atzteginine Paroi made a mistake. They thought that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to be Yilaka B'mayim. Yilaka B'mayim, it's true, he was. He was punished because of water. They thought that let's throw all the kids into the Yam. Look at the last one on the sheet. It's a little hard to distinguish between the prints, but the last three lines on the page, it's written on the bottom of Rebbe Elio Baruch Sagada. HaKadosh Baruch Rebbe Yisrael, Misha Atzav Laim HaShir Al Yam B'yamzeh. We just learned the Gemara. Hina L'divrech Sam Saifet. We have May Mariva was on Shvi Yishal Pesach, Mizbar Dabba Niflet, a Maradika thing that comes out. Shantignine Paroi, Sha'amu, they said, throw all the children into the Yam. They saw a roll Gamba Eze Yoim Bishani Yilaka. They even saw the day that it was going to happen. It was that day that Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock. So it was Mamish to say, they made a mistake. They didn't see Be'ezah Mayim Be'ezah Shana, but they saw the exact day. So they, because that was the day, the exact day that Moshe Rabbeinu was put into the Yam. Is the same exact day when there was the hitting of the rock and the Kriyas Yamsuf. They knew that this day, and that's why but they didn't know which water and what year. That was their mistake. But we see now a pshat, the Maradik of ending to the B'tzeis Yisrael. We should be zeichet to, now that we're saying the B'tzeis Yisrael, Mitzrayim, we say, like we say in the Kinnis on Tisha B'Av, now we're ready to be Shuvi Yerushalayim. We left Mitzrayim, let's go back to Yerushalayim if we have the right. Akara Satayev and appreciation, and we say this chapter now differently. Mitzvah Shem tomorrow will be Zaycha Mitzvah Shem Bishuvi El Yerushalayim. Shkoyach.